now, let's find out what's making news in the US, thanks to Kia, home of Australia's best 7-year warranty.
Richard Arnold, good afternoon. There's more news coming out of the White House, but first of all, I want to hear this story about a US commando raid that went wrong.
Yes, we're just getting details now. President Trump has seen the first combat fatality since becoming commander-in-chief. It was a secret mission by SEAL Team 6. Name familiar because that is the same group of commandos who managed to find and kill Osama bin Laden. This latest operation was a bid to get information about the plans by Al-Qaeda in Yemen, but the mission met trouble from the very beginning. It appeared that the Yemenis knew the Americans were coming, so the US commandos were met by massive firefighters. The Navy SEALs who were flown in from a Navy warship approached the Al-Qaeda compound. There was just intense gunfire. The Pentagon saying male and female fighters were armed with heavy weapons. Navy SEAL William Ryan Owens was killed, and three other American commandos were wounded. An Osprey tilt-rotor helicopter was called in to take the wounded out, but it hit the ground hard in all the dust and mayhem, injuring three more American troops and disabling that aircraft, which had to be blown up. The US says at least 14 Al-Qaeda fighters were killed, but Yemeni officials claim the operation killed 15 women and children, including the 8-year-old daughter of the late American-born terrorist leader Anwar al-Awlaki. Now, a US drone strike in 2011 killed Awlaki, but since then, his internet postings, his videos have fueled further attacks. At the White House today, President Trump's spokesman Sean Spicer spoke of the US loss, death of Navy SEAL Owens.
We could never repay the debt of gratitude we owe him, the freedom that he fought for, and the sacrifice that he made.
The Pentagon now is reviewing what went wrong. They say they did gather a deal of intelligence information, but this mission clearly did not go as planned.
Not at all. It's not all the White House in Washington has been dealing with today. I've seen Donald Trump front the cameras, his first pick for the US Supreme Court.
Yep.
This is going to be a big political battle, isn't it?
The biggest so far of the administration. The ground is laid for what's going to be an all-out fight between the two parties. President Trump has named 49-year-old Neil Gorsuch as his choice to fill the vacant seat on the Supreme Court here. It's the seat once held by Antonin Scalia, perhaps the most outspoken conservative in the court. In the almost 1 year since Justice Scalia died, the seat has been held empty because Republicans in the U.S. Senate refused to give even a hearing to President Obama's chosen replacement. That was a political move, and it was a first. That kind of delay strategy never had been employed before. So now, says President Trump, in naming Judge Gorsuch,
I only hope that both Democrats and Republicans can come together for once for the good of the country.
Well, you can imagine how that is going down, given the history. Many Democrats are seething over the way the Obama nominee Merrick Garland was denied any hearing, says Senator Jeff Merkley. On the Democratic side,
this is a seat that was stolen from the former president, Obama. That's never been done in U.S. history before. To let this become normal just invites a complete partisan polarization of the court from here to eternity.
Sound like compromise? Not exactly. Conservative Republicans have set the bar for confirmation at 60 votes. They have just 51 Republican senators. So without Democratic support, this nomination is could be in trouble. If the Democrats stick together, and that is not assured, it could lead to pressure on Republican Senate Leader Mitch McConnell to invoke what is called the nuclear option and lower the bar needed for this to pass to 50 votes, not 60 in the 100-member body. But that could boomerang, and so McConnell is thought unlikely to endorse that. Meantime, some Democrats are slamming the new nominee as favoring corporations too much and showing little concern in his judgments for women's rights. Like I say, it's going to be a big battle.
Yeah, big battle on, and just the one of many, I'm tipping. Richard, thank you, mate. We'll chat again tomorrow. Richard Arnold in the US.